Please be seated. This is St. Peter's Church, in case you missed that on your way in, which is totally fine. If you look sort of to your right, I'm bad at left and right, so I had to stop and think. To your right, we have our banner. In one of the dioceses I worked in, at diocese convention, all parishes were responsible for bringing their banner, and there would be a huge procession in for the first one, which was both beautiful and a lot of work. So ours mostly stays on the wall. But on it, there's one of the very common emblems of St. Peter's, and I thought it might be worth spending just a little bit of time on that today, as it is our celebration of St. Peter's feast day. So you have the keys, and if you look at them, the key part is another little cross. We like symbols within symbols sometimes. We didn't read this passage about St. Peter today, but in Matthew 16 is what scholars call the Petrine Commission. It's when Jesus looks at Peter and after some questions and conversation says, "You are Peter, and on this rock I will build my church. Give you the keys to the kingdom, and hell will not overcome it." And we've read this and turned it into a very literal symbol of Peter and those who follow after Peter, depending on how you define that, having the keys. So in a lot of St. Peter's churches, you'll see something about keys. If you look over our altar, which is a image of St. Peter, you'll see he has keys there too. And then along with the keys is the upside-down cross. Every now and then I get a question about whether or not that's sacrilegious. And there are certainly people who try to use an upside-down cross in a sacrilegious manner. But the story tradition has handed down to us about St. Peter is that eventually, when Rome decided he too was too much trouble, they were going to crucify him. And he looked at those who would do this thing. He said, "You are welcome to kill me. I have served God ably and to the best that I could do for a very long time now. But I am not worthy to be killed in the same way my Lord was." So they turned the cross upside down, and he was crucified upside down, which is the other symbol we have kept. Tradition, of course, tells us this happened in Rome. And if you visit St. Peter's Basilica and the Roman Church in Vatican City, you can see a lot more of that story. So that's something about the banner. St. Peter, of course, has a lot of stories. We're sort of just going to segue straight into the sermon here. And a lot of the stories about St. Peter is Peter messing up. Peter will say something and then God will look at him, or Jesus, who is God, will look at him and say, "Yeah, no, we're going to do it my way, not your way." Which I think is why we like St. Peter so much. Also, eventually, he is the one who's given the keys to the kingdom, so there's this sort of like, well, Peter might get it wrong, but he's also sort of the first among the disciples. We get a lot more stories about him. So we're going to hang out with St. Peter and we'll forget, you know, St. Bartholomew and some of the other ones. But today is St. Peter's Day, so we kind of are going to move on from them. The story we have this morning in our gospel is the last exchange we have between St. Peter and Jesus. And it's not St. Peter getting it wrong. It sort of stands out in that. You have to remember that the last thing that happened before the resurrection was Peter denying Christ. When he makes mistakes, he goes big. So after the resurrection on the beach that morning, John's gospel tells us that Jesus looked at Peter and asked him if Peter loved Jesus. Peter says yes, which was the truth, despite what had happened a few nights before. And Jesus responds with this really fascinating reply, "Feed my sheep. If you love me, feed my sheep." And they repeat it again, "If you love me, feed my sheep." I think the church has forgotten that that's really all Jesus said. He didn't say, make sure you have a nice mix of young and old and black and white and sheep from all over the world. He did say, go everywhere and preach the gospel. But what he says to Peter this morning is, feed my sheep. And in a few minutes, we're going to eat. Just after having eaten here, we get both our symbolic and our real meals in at church today. There's a question for us, though, even today. Why are we doing this? Are we doing this because we like a party? Are we doing this because we think we need more people in our pews with us? Or are we doing this because we love God? The church can get very afraid and scared, and I imagine that's how Peter felt this morning when Jesus started singling him out. Oh no, I have failed, and Jesus is going to tell me everything I have done wrong. Sometimes we make mistakes. Sometimes the church, in her greater wisdom, doesn't do everything perfectly. Sometimes what the church has done is hurt and discourage and ban those people whom God loves from being a part of us. Today we eat. Today we feed one another. Hopefully, because we like a party and because God had told us to. This is how we celebrate the love of Christ. By looking at one another and saying, you are important to me and I will take care of you. And this parish does a fabulous job of that. So today, we will throw a party. We will invite anyone who wants to come. And we will remember that we are here to live out this command of God's. If you love Jesus, feed the sheep. Amen.